world, we will have trials, but take heart, he has overcome the world. The enemy wants you to focus on the trials and everything that's going on. And let me tell you, it's real. Like, I know what that's like. I've got friends right now that are facing some very, very serious, hard things that they're looking at like, I don't know how to go forward from here. But they're also sharing where the Lord is meeting them in that time. And our home is heaven. But in the meantime, he's given us some assignments. And I just pray and declare right now that we steward those assignments well. We're put on this planet for people. And again, as I was putting this together the other night, that's what the Lord was showing me. Like, I want everybody to see everybody and who their community is and who their church family is. Because we get to do life together. Sometimes it's ugly and, oh, I don't know if I like the person sitting next to me or the person I see over there. Well, that's okay. Jesus had Judas as one of his disciples. I'm not there yet. But it's something that we need to keep in perspective, that we get to do life together. Things are hard together. We may not like everybody and what they do, but we also need to get to the point where we embrace the Father's love for us and what he's done for us and ask him for his perspective on this person over here. God, how do you see them? How do you see me? So today, yeah, I got something that I want to share, and it's a ministry group that I'm a part of. It just had this testimony, and if I could get somebody to prepare Psalms 100, starting at verse, yeah, we're going to go 1-5. If I get somebody ready to read that for me, that'd be amazing. This is from a pastor, and his name is Thomas. And he said he'd been focused on the pressing needs of his community and his church, job losses, health crisis, and the general struggle to make ends meet. While his compassion was deep, the constant exposure to the hardship began to weigh on him, making it difficult to consistently recognize the moments of grace and blessing. He felt the weight of what was lacking more than the joy of what was present. Thomas admitted that his perspective had become skewed, inadvertently overlooking the victories and the provisions. One evening, feeling particularly burdened, he felt led to reread Psalms 100, 1-5. Somebody have that verse ready? Okay.
Shout out praise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with joy. Enter his presence with joyful singing. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give him thanks. Praise his name, for the Lord is good. His loyal love endures, and he is faithful through all generations.
Did you hear that? It's both an encouragement and a promise in there. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. And his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. We've seen a lot of things this last year in family breakthrough and joy, you know, and my testimonies in our family and still continued testimonies in our family, because there's still some things that we're contending for. As we share those with people around us, that's what the Lord has been showing us. Like, as you share the stories of victories and breakthrough in your life, it becomes available for those around you. And real quick, there's a story. This friend of mine was, he had a young son who was trying to do this jump rope trick. And apparently there was a movie out. It was all about jump roping. And all the kids on the playground, everybody was trying this thing, and his son got it. And he said, they've been trying this thing for weeks. And the moment that his son got it, he said, within 13 minutes, everybody on the playground was able to do it. Your breakthrough and victory becomes available for those around you who have been fighting for years, right? Testimony of Jesus is what? Spirit of prophecy. If he did it once, he's going to do it again. We actually get to declare that through our testimony. It also says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So Thomas went through this transformation where he said, in his daily life and ministry, he started a personal journal where he had listed at least three specific things he was thankful for each day, no matter how small. He also encouraged his congregation to share in gratitude moments during their weekly service, shifting the focus from the problems to the praise. Then he goes on to share the shift that they saw in their church and their community. The enemy wants us to get focused on all the stuff, and the Lord wants us to destroy the works of the enemy, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. So we get to do that today. So for our kids, it looks like they're already back there coloring ages 3 to 5th grade. That's what we're doing today. I say we, I mean you. And then we do have the nursery back here available behind the sign that says bookstore if anybody needs it. I also have a request from my good pal Zeke. Zeke, before you go, could you do something for me? Come here. Over here. Back here. Way back there. For those of you that came in and didn't get fruit snacks, you're not going to miss out. I learned something from Dustin Bomley when he spoke earlier this year. And it was like, what'd you learn from Dustin? I said, fruit snacks are amazing. He gave those out. So with that being said, I'm going to ask for some volunteers to share some testimonies, kind of looking for something specifically over the last 6 months and just some guidelines. Also a specific testimony that happened in you or your family. We all have things that we see for the church and all those things, and we're going to do that another time. But today I want to focus on what's happening in you. What has the Lord done in your life, in your family's life? We're going to keep it brief and amazing, as they teach us in some ministry that I'm a part of. Keep it brief and amazing. We want to get through as many as we can because we know we've got some people that have some really cool things to share what the Lord's doing. So I'm going to open that up, and whoever raises their hand or who yells at me, I'm going to bring you the microphone, and we're going to share. All right.
Oh. What do you want me to do? So, as some of you know, the Lord sends me out on long hikes. This summer, I did the Colorado and Northern Colorado Trail, but while I was on the trail, I started having digestive problems and couldn't really nail it. I thought it was parasitic, but it wasn't. And turns out it was a gallbladder. Actually, it was a gallbladder port issue. And so the Lord told me to go to, we have a local doctor. I call him Dr. Mark. So I went there and he started saying, well, you've got aluminum in your lungs. Okay, well, all right. And you have too much caffeine. I can't do the rest of the diagnosis. Long and short of it is, I got through that, and then he says, oh, you have a port problem on your gallbladder. Then I had 2 weeks of no sugar at all and a few other supplements, but the Lord, before he even healed that part, he healed the energy. I had low energy problems, and so God healed me, but he also used a doctor. And then after 2 weeks, luckily, I got to eat sugar again. But I'm able to do everything I used to do.
Yahoo. I love that story. Just being out on that trail that's a miracle in itself. So, yeah. Who's next, buddy? All right.
Hope I can get through this without crying. We hadn't talked to our daughter in 5 years. And it's been off and on. And yesterday we talked to her for an hour and a half. And it's just God's healing. I believe he's going to heal our family.
Amen. Family breakthrough. Oh, I love it. I love it. And Lord, we just declare over them right now, God, in Jesus' name, continued reconciliation and restoration upon this family. The enemy has stolen. God, you are going to restore and build back better than new, in Jesus' name. Next.
Well, they're brave giving me the mic because they may not get it back.
I'm staying close.
To keep it simple and short, all of my family is still around. There have been a lot of medical things going on, but God has kept us around. He still has plans for us, and we're not dead.
Amen. Amen. Yes, thanks for not being dead.
So same on the subject of family. My dad and I have always had a really rough relationship. He was very verbally abusive growing up, and when my mom got sick, we kind of got closer, but it was still, there was always just something there that, in the last probably 6 months, as I've been pursuing the Lord, he has given me complete forgiveness from my dad and just restored that relationship and my dad always makes comments like, oh, well, I know you have a reason to be mad at me, and now I can say, you know what, Dad, I have completely forgiven you. I do not hold on to any of the hurt from the past.
That's so good. So good. And on that, Melissa just brought to mind Malachi 4. The last days, I'll send Elijah the prophet, and he will restore the hearts of the fathers to the children of the fathers. So that's what the Lord is doing in this country right now. He's restoring the hearts of the fathers to the children to the fathers. Come on, love it. Where? Oh.
Okay. Most of you know our journey we've been on. We came to the Valley 3.5 years ago, and we wanted to move here. We believed God was planting us here. But everybody knows the housing things that have been going on. I won't go into detail. We are now in escrow. The Lord provided a place that was, it met most of our expectations or what we were hoping for and stuff. There's going to be some work to do, but it was actually, of all things, it was actually, even though it's not totally finished, it's the best looking house that we have seen in like 20 plus things we have looked at. So, and I don't know how I'm not crying right now. Anyway. But yes.
Amen. You guys actually stay standing. If you guys could stretch your hands toward Dan and Janet. And I'm going to share a little bit at the end here on kind of why specifically this last 6 months we're asking for testimonies and what the Lord has been doing. It's really cool just hearing this answered prayer. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of a home for Dan and Janet. Lord, I pray the peace of God that passes understanding to be upon them, to be upon that place, that it would be a place of peace, rest, and joy. In Jesus' name, yeah, Lord, we come into agreement with them that the rest of the process would go very smoothly, quickly. They would be in sooner than later. And we thank you, Lord, also for housewarming parties. In Jesus' name, amen. Cool. All right, there we go.
We've been coming here since, I think, like April. And before that, I'm actually going to read you an entry from my journal that I had, and then I'll give you a backstory of it. And if I stumble, please forgive me and just be patient with me. I'm not really good at speaking in front of people, but this is dated February 3rd, 2025. And if I cry again, sorry. God, you know where I'm lost, and I know you are here, that you are my Father and my Creator, that you are my only hope in this world. You know my thoughts before I even know them. I have known you my whole life, and I've always been, and you have always been here for me, guiding me, protecting me, and loving me, and forgiving me. And yet, I still fall short as your child. I'm not consistent with my prayers, my walk, and giving up the worldly things that keeps us apart. I haven't been a faithful servant to you and to others. I haven't been forgiving like I should, nor letting go and allowing you to take the lead. I've been so lost in myself. I have lost who I was, the giving, helping, caring, non-judging person that you created me to be. I have fallen into the ways of the world. I have let go of very important standards. I'm not placing blame on those that I surround myself with, but I know I need others who have the same wants, and that's you. Father, I'm asking you now to take me back into your arms. Please forgive me from running from your truths. Draw me close to you and give me the strength to follow you the rest of my life. Help me to become the person you created me to be, the servant you have called me to be. Turn my lukewarm spirit hot. Let me feel you near. Let me shout your names for all to hear. Bring Wade and I back to you stronger than ever. I pray that you lead us in your direction, wherever it may be. And if it's here with the same business and the same living situation, I ask that you heal it and you take lead of it, Father. I'm asking you to take me back and to come back into my heart and lead me and show me and love me. Thankfully, you know, I was raised in and out of church my whole life. And, you know, probably about, I think it was 2006, we started going to a church down in Payette. We moved up here. I think it's been 2 years since we've been living in Kamiai. But in 2020, we sold our house. And before that, we were, you know, I was involved in church. You know, I homeschooled my daughter. I helped with the kids ministry. And for some reason, and, you know, we didn't even invite God into that decision. We just sold our house. We sold everything that we had, and we moved into a fifth wheel to travel for work. And in that, we gave up something very important, and that was our relationship with God. We just drifted. And in that 5 years, I mean, we started becoming people who we weren't. And we started, you know, letting the worldly things come in. I mean, the things that we watch and listen to, addictions, it just started controlling us. And, you know, just thankfully, Wade and I, we've always had an amazing marriage. And I thank God for that, that even in the midst of that, we've been able to be close. But we were not who God created us to be, and we were so blind. And for 2 years being on this property, I had three people in my life. I had my husband and my in-laws. For 2 years, I sat up on that property, and it's beautiful, and I didn't have any friends. You know, I was seeking after my own joys, gardening and crafts and this and that, but there was still something missing, and that was fellowship. And church is so important, you guys. So if you're just coming back in these doors, don't just come on Sundays. Find every activity that you can plug yourself into. There's so many groups. And this church family is amazing. And God just, he completely changed everything. It feels like he took our life and dropped it on the ground, and he's putting these pieces back where they belong. And prayer is not just a spare tire anymore in my life. It's my lifeline. It's my I just love talking to God all the time. And for the first time in my life, reading the Bible is actually enjoyable. I pick it up every day, and if I don't pick it up, I feel lost. And I just don't go to Sundays and listen to the sermon and go home. Oh, that was good. You know, now I'm living it. I'm actually taking what I hear and applying it in my life. So, yeah, God is good.
Yeah. Amen. Wade and Dorothy, just to see your heart for the Lord and just going after with everything you got, it's been so encouraging for me to see, and just such a blessing. Just thank you for your heart and for what you're doing. And Lord, I also just declare over them just a solid, deep foundation right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that what they're putting into right now, Lord, they are building that solid foundation that when the weight of your blessing comes, it won't blow it out. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their life and their family, God. The things that they've been praying for and declaring, we come into agreement with them also in Jesus' name. David, is this gotten a little bit muffly? Can we... Yeah, there we go. All right, who's next? Where? Oh.
I just want to give God all the glory and honor because my husband has COPD and emphysema, and they told us 15 years ago that he had 3 years, and he's still here with me. I just give God all the glory and honor and praise for that.
Amen. Yes, complete healing. I'll stay right here.
Yeah, in August, I ended up in Coeur d'Alene for 2 weeks with open heart surgery. And I haven't had much pain. I believe God has taken care of all the pain from it, every place that I have stayed for since then. And I'm still out of pain.
Come on. Amen. Amen.
I'm not very good at this. I love the Life Center, my Life Center family. I don't know how I would have got through things I've been through without you guys, but I have always, you know how you try to forgive somebody for the things they've done in your life and everything? Over the last probably year, God has been showing me those people that have hurt me or done things to me in my life, and I've tried, you give it to God, ask Him to please let you forgive them and help me forgive them. He has been showing me each gift that was given to me by that person, no matter what they did to me at that time, He has been showing me every one of them was in there for a purpose to give me a gift from Him. Example, my dad's second wife was not a nice person. And this last year, he said, but look what she did. She insisted we go to church, even though, some people are, it's not real. But she insisted we went to church. And when I was like 13 years old, I accepted Jesus into my life, His salvation. I was baptized in the river, and He said, look what she gave you. And so now when I think of her, that other stuff can just go away because that's that gift she gave me.
Yep.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And I was just seeing this cool picture of, it's like these things are given, and it's like a calling card for you to know what to pray for and who to pray for. So I love that. Just what an amazing story.
So, you've seen me up on stage as the worship leader. Sometimes I know from my past, I used to think people that were up on stage always have their stuff together. They're the people that and they should have their stuff together. But I just really want to take this moment actually is to thank Dan. Since Dan's come to the church, I had moments where I would compare myself to other people that could play the instrument better than me or could sing better than me. And Dan would speak God into my life saying, David, those are not words from God. I would sit there and say, I'm not good enough. In fact, last week I was guilty of it. I remember talking to somebody, or maybe it was a couple of weeks ago anyway, that I was saying, oh man, the pressure's on now because he was a musician. And I sat there and said, oh, now the pressure's on. I got to play good enough for that guy. And that's not what it's about. God's shown me that, and it takes time. week in, week out. There's weeks that I fail, that I'm like, I'm not good enough. And I remember Dan's words. Those aren't words from God. You are good enough. And so I just want to thank for the time that Dan's been here, that you've spoken life into me, brother.
That's, no, I'm at a loss. David and Melissa, just thank you so much for everything that you bring, your heart for worship, your heart for youth, your heart for people, your love for God, your love for each other, your love for Zeke. Like, I just love what I'm seeing, and I love how real and raw you are, and just, we're just doing life. Like, this is just who we are, and this is really what we should be as a family. This should be the safest place to be real. And man, I'm just so proud of you guys. Thanks. All right. Hey, this side's winning, by the way. They got more over there.
So, Dave, worshiping with you has been a huge blessing in my life. And I thank you for that talent that you bring to the table here every week. So, I'm a woodworker. I still have all of my digits, and I just praise God because I know that he's been watching over me, because about 2 or 3 months ago, I was working on my CNC. I was servicing a large panel, and you know that uses a large bit that has 3 carbide cutters on it that are razor sharp. And in operation, that thing spins about 7,500 RPMs. And the material came off from the CNC table. So I hit the emergency stop button. And usually, I mean, that has always stopped this spindle. It's a 3-horsepower spindle that spins this bit. And so I was working on material, trying to reposition it. And my hand kind of slipped off, and it hit that bit. And I felt it moving. You know, it should have been stopped. And I looked at it, and that thing was still spinning. And it didn't even graze my skin. You know, I just barely touched it. But if I'd gone even, like, probably a millimeter higher, it would have ripped my finger off. So I'm so grateful for God's just watching over me and how he watches over all of us.
Yes, and amen. Yes. Thank you for your protection, God. All right. All right, we got one from here. You guys are on the board.
Well, about probably a week and a half ago, those of you who get the email with the prayer request got the email that our nephew, Charlie, was badly injured in a fall. He fell about 15 feet from a roof and had an explosion fracture in his L1 vertebrae. And had to have emergency surgery. And about 2 days ago, his Dawn's sister sent us a video of him walking and walking up and down steps. And she said, we're filming a miracle. So we're so thankful that the Lord is touching him, that he's able to walk. And his main job is shoeing horses. And so we are praying for continued healing in that back, because it takes a strong back to shoe horses. And he won't be able to work for a while. But in the meantime, the Idaho Farriers Association is sponsoring a fundraiser to raise money for him. And they have a world champion farrier who's putting on a clinic to raise money for him. And so we're thankful for the Lord's provision and healing.
Amen. All right, Miss Jan.
About a year ago last August, the Lord started speaking to my heart and telling me that we were be entering a different phase of our life. I didn't know what that looked like. But the last year, well, over a year, but the last year we've been dealing with forests, declining health. And it's like we learn about one thing and get going on that, and then we learn about something else, and we learn about something else, and we learn about something else, and it's been a tough year. It's been a really tough year all the way around, and we're not through it yet, but we went to the marriage conference in Coeur d'Alene, and it was provided for us. Somebody paid our way to go. And it was a really good conference, but we could tell that the enemy forces were against us. From the time I was concerned about the drive, because I've had issues with driving and riding the highways for probably a year and a half. So I was concerned about the drive. The drive was probably one of the best parts of the trip. As soon as we got to town, things started working against us, like everything. And we started out, and I'm thinking, this is supposed to be a refreshing time, a time of, you know, getting away and just kind of relaxing and enjoying it. And this is how it's going to start. And then from there, just like frustration after frustration after frustration. And the conference was really good. But on our way home, we made it back to Kuski just before dark. And we stopped to eat at the Kuski Cafe. And after we ate, we parked in front of the cafe. So after we ate, I walked across the street to get something at the store. And when I came back across the street, I stopped on the curb to make sure there wasn't any cars coming. And there was a car coming that was clear at the other end of the block. So I'm like, okay, I have time to cross the street before that car gets here. And there was somebody coming out of the parking lot, so I checked to make sure they weren't coming my way before I started crossing the street. I got almost across the street and heard these brakes squeal, and these lights were on me. Like, this vehicle was on me, like an inch away from my leg. And I'm like, I opened the door to put the stuff in, and I told Forrest, I just almost got run over. I mean, like, I just almost got run over. And so I thank the Lord for protecting me. I have do not know where that car came from. It couldn't have been the car that was at the end of the block. It must have came out of the parking lot without its lights on. She did stop and come back and talk to me, and she said, I didn't see you. But anyway, and in all that, over the last year with all of the doctor, we're going to like five different doctors now, but we have not had a bill.
Come on.
In the last year.
Come on.
Our insurance has paid, Forest Insurance has paid every bill that we've had.
Amen. Jan, when you, and I'm going to find a little humor in this also, but it's also, I think this is a word for Forrest, wherever you are. You said that car, the lights were on you. Well, I think they were also to highlight you to Forrest. Of Forrest, this is the blessing that I've given you. And I just want to pray that blessing over you guys as a family. Lord, continued financial blessing and breakthrough, the gift of health. Lord, as they grow in their relationship with you, they will grow deeper in their relationship with each other. I thank you, Lord, for bringing them to that marriage conference and for the fun that they did have once they got into their Airbnb. once they got past the code of the Airbnb, and once they figured out how to park and where to park. We just thank you, Lord, for your blessings and provisions all the way through, in Jesus' name. Love you guys.
Yes.
I just want to thank the Lord for my eyes, that I can see, that I can still drive. And I also want to thank him for no broken bones. I have fallen hard twice in the last 4 months, and I don't have any broken bones, and I thank God for his protection.
Amen. Yes. We still got a little more time. Here we go.
As a lot of you know, I do fundraising to fight human trafficking. And yesterday up in Pierce, I'm realizing that there are relationships formed that I wasn't aware of. People come up, and of course they call me by name, but I don't know who they are. I said, it's nice meeting you. She said, well, I see you every year. I said, I'm sorry, I see so many people. She said, yeah, it's just one for me, but it's a lot for you. But they had moved me from where I normally am. Matter of fact, I was told there is no table. They have sold out that fast. And I thought, Lord, we need that table. We need at least one. We always have two. And when I got there, there were two tables. I had been told there would be one. There were two tables. And before I left, I was told that what had been in the past, even though there's a new person, has been renewed, and they were given to me free. And they were along a wall that had carpeting, so we had even more for display. And God blessed us. Almost $500. And another thing in my life, it's so huge to be with my children, my grandchildren. Lost my mother. She's with the Lord. God has not allowed huge sorrow to hit me. Matter of fact, the other night in a dream, there she stood just for an instant in a fuzzy night robe with the most beautiful smile. And he just keeps giving joy, and he used that word repeatedly while she was passing those 4 days, joy. And I'd start to feel down or terrified because I was her total care and joy, and the need is met. And it's like he said, I told you I'm here with you. I told you I'm going to meet your every need. And when she passed, as she was passing, this excitement came on. Excitement for her. And when I knew she was gone, which was 45 minutes after she left us, hello, the machine was still going. We weren't told to take the breathing machine off of her. But I leaned over and kissed her, and I said, Mom, welcome home. And he has been that presence in my life. And he's brought a grandson into our home 3 nights a week while he's working in Grangeville. And the joy that that brings, and the being able to think, speak into him about God, it is huge, that blessing of being able to speak into dear loved ones about God.
Amen. And Bob and Pat, I just want to speak a blessing over you, that you'll have the joys of knowing that your great, great grandchildren and the generations that come after them will serve the Lord and love him. Well, you guys have done what you're praying for. You're sowing in to your future generations. So thank you. Amen. All right. These guys here are kind of getting, oh, look at that. We got another. Anybody keeping score? All right, brother.
Hello.
Can you stand up?
Yeah. Hi. We're on a vacation here from California, and Hardy and Marjorie are having us here at their lodge, if you know them. They're wonderful, beautiful kindred spirits, so I want to thank them for having us. But I just want to thank God for a minute, you know, and just give him praise, because I was in a bad way, you know, and over in California, where I'm from, you know, sinful culture is running rampant, and especially among the youth. Indulging in drugs and alcohol is normalized. Indulging in partying and sex and all—it's fairly normal out there. There's not a lot of kids who are, you know, who are strong in their faith. And so I was in that culture, and so I just want to you know, I dedicate the rest of my life really to doing everything in my power to enacting God's will and spreading his love to whoever I can. And I just want to thank you all for having me here. Thank
you. Please stand in for a minute. Can I share a word with you? Sorry? What's your name?
Connor.
Connor. Connor, could you stand up again? Connor, I just want to bless who you are as a man. God sees you. He loves you. You're a good son. You're a good man. And I want to bless you also that wherever you go, light comes on into every room that you go into because of the presence that you carry. Darkness flees. You have a place. The Lord has given you an unbelievable gift with people. And I think that's even going to be highlighted to you more when you go back. He's also giving you a tribe, giving you a community of like-minded people around you because he's got a very powerful assignment that he's placed on your life. The enemy is terrified of you, but as you go forward, gratefulness and thankfulness will keep you on the path that the Lord has for you. So I just want to bless you with that. You're a good man. Yes. Wow. That's so cool because I was about to say anybody under 30 needs to share. So thank you. I'm assuming you're under 30.
I don't know. Boris told me I need to get up here and talk. I don't know how long it's been, but a few years ago, I'd been talking to a gal about church and about going to her church. And one day one Sunday, I decided to go to church. And I lived in Kooski at the time, and I got up and I got all ready to go. And I drove to the stop sign, and instead of taking a left, I took a right. And I drove to this church for some reason. Didn't know why, but I come in, I drove into the parking lot, and there was a gentleman standing out in the parking lot directing traffic and happened to be Forrest. And I pulled up beside him and I says, is church over with? And he goes, no, it hasn't even started yet. He says, you can park right over there. And I said, okay. So I parked and I come inside and we did worship and I sat and I listened. Afterwards, there was a few people that come up and talked to me, and I left, and I come back the following Sunday, and then the next Sunday, and I've been here ever since. And there's a lot of people to thank for that. Don and Linda, John and Becky, John and Karen, Kay, Lyle and his family, Pastor Arby and Kari, Pastor Arby and Kathleen, Kelly and Kari, all of them have been part of me, Don and Linda. Everybody's been there. This church has been here through my family from my mom and dad's passing. They were my rock. I can't express how much this church has meant to me. And how much it's given back to me, how it's got me to open up and be able to come up here and talk.
Amen.
But without this church, I don't know where I would be. This is my family.
Yep. Amen.
And
yes, sir.
That's kind of where I don't know what else to say, but thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Mike. You thought you were going left, but the Lord said, oh, I know the right way. Yeah. You knew that was coming. Somebody back here?
Yep. Pink shirt.
Pink shirt. Did you just raise your hand? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. You can share? Okay. Mama can share.
Mom's not ready to share.
You fit right in.
Do I have to stand up? So I don't know.
Here, let me hold the mic up a little closer that way. Do you have a tissue? Box of tissues?
Sorry.
We'll get you something. Sorry, go ahead.
I want to raise you one.
Speedy delivery.
I don't know if you guys realize how much everything that you do really helps. I've been struggling with addiction for years, and it completely destroyed my family. And you guys helped me get to rehab, which I came back and I screwed up. And I got in trouble and I went to jail. And I came back and I talked to Miss Linda here, and she helped me again after I screwed up. And so I went and got some classes, and me and my kids were homeless for 3 years. And, you guys helped me fix my car, and then my son wrecked it. And I don't know how many of you are addicts or have been with people, but it's hard. Every time you pull yourself out of something, there's something else. I have 5 kids, and you guys have just been great. We finally have a home.
Come on.
We're doing some parenting classes with Sherry, and all my kids are talking to me again, and I have over 4 months sober.
Come on, there we go. And
I never feel judged when I come here, and you guys are just great. And I know I need to give Jesus the glory, and it's a lot of hard work, and I just want to say thank you guys for always being here for me.
Amen. And actually, I want to just bless you as a mom, that you are an amazing woman. You're a daughter of the King. That's who the Lord has created you to be. The work that you're putting in right now will not go void. And we just pray for even more provision and abundance, and for deep connection and community for you in Jesus' name. Connection with the Father in a deeper way. That he's going to show you who he is as a good, good father. That he's been there for you. He loves you. He sees you. And I just want to bless you in Jesus' name.
I know he's not here to say anything for himself, but I know Arby is grateful for the healing that has taken place in him. As a brother, it's good knowing that he is recovering and that he's still here with us. And I would like Dan and the other elders to pray and just continue that healing over him.
Yes, we'll definitely do that. Actually, you must have read my notes, because I actually have that on my notes. So we'll finish up with that today also. Yes.
Thank you. I just want to give God the glory, and I hope I can get through this. But last August, I had an arm injury. This arm, I was holding a piece of luggage, which of course is not supposed to exceed 50 pounds, and I was using one of those small luggage scales. It's only about this big and has a hook at the bottom. For whatever reason, my left hand slipped from under it, and it just went up. I was disabled in this arm. I could, if something fell on the floor in front of me on the left side, I couldn't pick it up. I couldn't brush my hair. There was everything. I couldn't grab the seatbelt to latch it in. And I have to give God the glory, because he healed my arm. And the other piece to this is that my husband passed. Of course, at the time, he was with us. But those that helped come and load a U-Haul, those that brought multitude of boxes for me to fill, I'm so grateful, was carried down by me, except for the ones that were like excessively heavy, which there weren't too many upstairs. But it's because the Lord knew, and he knew that I needed to move to take those boxes downstairs, and he enabled that. And as I mentioned about people that are here that have loved and served and been the hands of Jesus, hands and feet of Jesus, of course we know the Lord is faithful, and his faithfulness is shown through our church family. And for those that do serve and love in his, physically, you know, it's church family. And I am so grateful for that. And that seems to be a theme this morning, that healing peace and that church family. And I'm grateful to leadership and those that serve. It's meant so much to me. And it shows your faithfulness to the Lord, and the Lord is good, and he is faithful, and he does get us through tough times.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to take one more, if we have one more, and then I'm just going to kind of lay out the rest of the morning here. All right. Those of you that still have a testimony that didn't get a chance to share it up here, we're going to have a really cool family time after this where we get to share a meal together. As you're sitting at the table with those around you, I want you to share that. And this is what we get, Acts 2, where it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to prayer, to fellowship, and the breaking of bread. Well, we're going to get to do that together. So we'll take one more, and then I'm going to close out with, okay, I'll take two more. I'll come right back to you. Oh, come on. Okay, I'll hold the microphone and you can talk.
I thank you for Jesus because he died and...
Amen. Come on, put your hands together. That voice, that's all going to ring in our ears for the rest of whenever.
Hello. Well, I'll try to keep this short. I'm Ben.
Do you want to stand up?
Yeah. I'm visiting my grandparents here, and it's funny timing because this is about my little brother, and he just walked out. But I've been dealing with some pretty significant chronic health problems for the past few years, and my little brother, he's 11. He's been a huge light in my life and just a reminder of God's goodness, and he's always been praying for me, and you know, when I'm not my best, you know, he's just always been there for me. And it's so incredible to see that, how much, you know, God has worked in such a young kid. So I'm just grateful for my brother, Ander.
Stay standing. Amen. What was your name again?
Benjamin.
Can everybody stretch your hands towards Benjamin? It's okay if I pray for you. Yeah. Lord, I just thank you for Benjamin, Lord. I just pray and declare complete healing over his body right now in the name of Jesus. We call every cell into alignment. We say bloodstreams flow as you were created to, body function as you were created to. Lord, I pray even as he sleeps that he will have dreams and visions and encounters, Lord, with you. It will change his life, Lord, that I thank you for his heart to know you, his heart to serve you. I thank you for the... Yeah, Lord, the humble heart that he has. Thank you, God, that you see him, you love him, you hear his prayers. And Benjamin, that's the word that I have for you, is that the Lord hears your prayers. You are heard, you are seen, you are dearly loved. I bless you with that in Jesus' name. Love you. Amen. We will, again, I know we could probably go here for a long time. But again, I want to encourage you guys, please share with each other over the meal. I know there's a lot in here that could be said, could be spoken. We could probably be here for the next week. So to wrap our time here up, I can't remember what month it was that we started. We kicked off a week of worship nights here at the church, and then the Lord put on my heart about prayer and intercession. And so the next week, I think it was, we started a prayer and intercession team, and it started out with 3-4 people. And I think Mike said the last week there was 15 or 18 people there. And all of these, I'm just listening to all these testimonies that were shared. These are things that we have been praying for you. I could bring our prayer list up here, and all of the things that have been mentioned here are things that we have been targeting in prayer. Prayers for our family, for our valley, for every business that's represented in the valley, the business owners that are represented in this church, other churches in town. We have been able to pray blessings upon them, upon our own church family, for everybody that comes through the doors. This is what the Lord is doing. So when things get tough, when things get hard, when it looks like, oh my goodness, this is going to end, do not give up. God is so good. He's so faithful. I'm just seeing this. Can you guys hear that? Can you feel it? So let's just give God a huge yell, clap, whatever offering. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I want to personally just say I'm so grateful. You know, Kathleen, I know you're here, and I'm not going to call you up, but I just want to say that I'm so grateful for you and Arby, for the blessings that you guys are to our family, to me personally, to Joy personally, what you guys carry. And we want to honor you in that, and we're just so grateful and thankful for the work and the heart that you guys have for this church, for this community. Every place you guys go, it's like, oh, the mayor and the governor just showed up, because that's what you guys carry. I mean, you have that heart for people, and you love people so well. And I thank you for the example that you are in this church, in our life, as a family. I want to bless you guys as a family. You'll have amazing times together, amazing times with the Lord. Health, provisions, and blessings over you guys in Jesus' name. We also, Lord, I just want to just stretch your hands up this way, because that's where Arby's at, up in the house recovering. Lord, I thank you for my brother. And I thank you, Lord, for healing him in Jesus' name. Arby had a concussion earlier this year and still recovering from that. And it's been slow, but Lord, we thank you for the work that you are doing in his life, in his body. Lord, that you are healing him wholly, completely, from head to toe. In Jesus' name, Lord, we call everything back into alignment, Lord, that was whacked. In Jesus' name, we just declare complete healing for clarity, for peace, and joy, Lord, over him and his family, God, in Jesus' mighty name. We also, Lord, thank you for Mark and Jeanette, Lord, for stepping up and stepping in and joining the team, and for David and Melissa for stepping up and joining in the team, and everybody else that's leading ministries and leading times in here, Lord, we're just so thankful for your heart that you've given to people. And Lord, that we would be so aware of your love for us, and we would steward well the assignment, Lord, that you've given us, and we would even have a new revelation of why we're here. We think it's for one thing, Lord, but that we would have your perspective. As Jeff spoke last week, whose house are we building? God, we want to build your house. We don't want to do our own thing. We don't want to work on our own projects, God. We want to do what you have called us to do. So I just pray for provision, for blessings, for joy, peace, strength, and healing for every family that's represented here, and for those of you online. Also want to encourage those of you online, please type in a testimony if you have it into the chat. And Lord, and also, God, we're thankful that we have a place that we can come that's warm, that's dry, that we can eat together in. And thank you for the blessing, Lord, of this building that you've given us. And as we get prepared now, Lord, to share a meal together. I just pray a special, unique, amazing blessings on those that have prepared this meal for us, that we get to taste and see that the Lord is good. We get to share a meal together and fellowship together and grow together. So bless this food to our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Joy, I don't know how you want this to go, but I'll let her just share what the meal flow is. And then if we could get some help just putting the chairs back. Unless y'all want to leave them like this for a while, that's totally fine too. But if we could get a hand shifting things, that would be amazing. And who's ever here that didn't plan on or know that there was a meal together, you are welcome. And we would love for you to stay. Lots of food. It's going to be amazing. I smelled it when I walked in the building this morning. So please stay, join us for as long as you can. Amen? Amen. We have offering baskets in the back for those of you. Please stop back there and give and put the connect cards in there also. Amen. Joy, do you have an announcement on the food? Okay. When we finish up in here, when Joy, do you want to call us for when do we go in there? We'll make the announcement when the buffet line is open.
Cool.
I was going to play something at the end, but I think when it fell, it went out of tune.